Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Craig Columbus is here, too. Craig's a new friend. He is has been in the marketplace for a long time. He's worked in the financial industry and got quite an extensive background in venture capital, digital media, the broadcast industry. He's currently a professor at a great school there in Pennsylvania. He's got a significant educational background, including all the way up to a Juris Doctor degree. He's the co-author of a book that I found and was very excited to learn about called God and Man on Wall Street, The Conscience of Capitalism. I've asked him to join us today to talk about this. Craig Columbus, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. It's Grove City College is the school I was trying to get out. I know you're a professor at that school, of the department of... actually the director of the entrepreneur program there, and congratulations on that. Okay, talk to us about God and Man on Wall Street. Why God and Man?
So the question became, how can we fix the trust problem? Because as we were talking earlier before we came on, we've had a very big rally in stocks, but yet you look at the measures of trust that most people say, and over 60-some percent in a very recent poll, say they can't name a single financial firm they trust.
There's no trust by the regular folks. There's no trust of Wall Street.
That's right.
Anybody who's got a brain doesn't trust Wall Street right now.
So what we're doing isn't working. And the idea is that we're trying to lay on a whole bunch of additional regulations, which we needed. We needed to update the regulatory framework, but that alone doesn't seem to be doing enough. So we said, well, what else could you add into that mix? And the idea is we needed some market-based solutions, but mm-hmm. we also needed our cultural institutions, whether that be the educational, civic, community, programs like this one, faith communities, all of them. Think of it like Mr. Madison, James Madison. You sort of have this virtuous cycle by where you have multiple forces acting against each other, and the idea is that maybe that way we could create a better financial system.
Right, right. Well, I agree with you, but there's a lot of work to do. I like the fact that you led in your introduction. In fact, the fifth word in your introduction was the word faith, and I so my question is, faith in what? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac? I'm being sarcastic here, folks. You probably can't tell. You're not used to my sarcasm, I know. Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, AIG, John Corzine, for goodness sakes. The credit rating agencies. I mean, where do we start to find faith?
So you listed a very long laundry list,
and that's actually the short list, Craig.
Yes, that's it. That is the short list. So it certainly lays out there the fact that there is no shortage, but our financial system truly runs on faith, and that's why faith that you're getting a fair shake. Faith that prices will clear, faith that your counterparty or the people that you're trading with are who you think they are. So we clearly have a fiat financial system, meaning you put money in a bank, and the bank essentially is going to loan out the bulk of that money, right?
Fiat money is a euphemism for trust, isn't it?
Yes, because if everybody showed up at the bank on the same day wanting their money back,
right,
it certainly wouldn't be sitting there,
just
right?
Just go watch It's a Wonderful Life if you don't understand that, folks.
Exactly. So then the question becomes, faith in what? And so I think we almost have to take it all the way back to the beginning. Do we have faith even in the capitalist system? Because we looked at a Pew Research poll that showed, and I teach young people, that over half of 18 to 29-year-olds in this country had a more favorable opinion of socialism than they did of capitalism.
This is what makes me angry about Wall Street, Craig, because, see, I'm out here on Main Street where you are and where you have been, and things aren't like this. Capitalism is working beautifully on Main Street. Capitalism has been abused by Wall Street. In fact, I have gone so far Craig, as I mentioned earlier, and as my audience has heard me say, in the beginning, 6-7 years ago, I started saying merely that Wall Street was working at cross purposes with Main Street, and I changed that over time, especially after 2008, to that Wall Street is the enemy of capitalism. Wall Street, Craig, I'm convinced, has become, whether they intended it or not, the enemy of capitalism because of what you just said, the attitudes people have. They blame Wall Street, they blame capitalism for what Wall Street did, and I think that's wrong. What do you think?
Well, I think we had a management failure, and we had a regulatory failure, and we had a human failure, but you're right. Capitalism itself has not been invalidated. Those three things were at the roots of it, and so I was on a panel the other night. They said, what's the best thing government could do for the real economy? And I will say, no more boom-bust cycles, because boom-bust is what puts the small business owner, the small business entrepreneur, at the greatest disadvantage.
That's exactly right, because Wall Street participants can make money whether the market's going up or down. We don't have those kind of... I wrote this in an article last week, Craig, about QE, about how small business owners do not benefit from any of the quantitative easing. But the folks on Wall Street can make money going up or down. Small businesses, we don't benefit from when it goes up, and we get hammered when it comes down.
Well, you're so right on QE, and we can talk about that in a second. But the idea, if you pump up asset values all across the economy, when that bubble bursts, and we saw this the last time,
that's right.
Who retreats behind some kind of protected wall? Large financial institutions.
That's exactly right. They've been hedging like crazy.
Who's left on the outside looking in? The small business owner who's scrambling, who's now seen his bank loan evaporate. He's seen his credit line evaporate. He can't get financing. He can't get venture capital financing. He can't get angel financing. So you're on the outside, the green zone, looking in behind all these sort of government protected institutions. And so that's the best thing we can do.
Well, let me tell you something else that's happening right now. And I pointed this out in the article, Craig. The only connection small businesses have to QE is when they go to their bank for loans. But the small businesses are not asking for loans because the economy is so bad. So we got no benefit from QE.
Right. So Mr. Bernanke's notion about QE, it sends the message to the real economy that the economy is flat on its back. And if you say interest rates are low as far as the eye can see, what's the urgency on the part of a homeowner or a business owner or a bank to essentially engage in pro-cyclical lending behavior?
Hold on,
basically, it's not.
Craig, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Craig Columbus, folks, and Mark Hendrickson wrote the book God and Man on Wall Street, The Conscience of Capitalism. He and I are going to come back after these messages and talk some more about this. And by the way, go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you'll see the article there on quantitative easing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.